The new K-Run Symphony Orchestra will take the stage for its inaugural performance in December. Retired Moorhead physician Yule Scott is the chair of the committee for the orchestra. According to Scott, the idea for starting a local orchestral group came about only a few months ago.
It was the idea of several of the music faculty at Morehead State University. Sue Ann Blair, Don Grant, who's the chairman of the Department of Music and Art, and then John Patton and David Oyen and Gordon Tao were the five musicians that I met up with in the first meeting. It was back in August of this year.
Scott says Moorhead will be joining several other towns and cities around Kentucky who have their own orchestras, including Paducah and London. He believes that having a symphony orchestra will provide local residents with an important cultural benefit.
To hear a full-fledged symphony orchestra in person and live is a wonderful musical experience. It transcends listening to your iPod. It's an experience that you really don't ever forget. And I personally really enjoy going to symphonies and hearing it.
The K-Run Symphony Orchestra's list of musicians is a bit of a melting pot. It contains players from the Moorhead area and members of Moorhead State University's music faculty, along with some people who are recruited from out of town.
Asking other musicians to come in and play, because we have to supplement the faculty and the performers here. There are not enough folks here to make up a complete orchestra. So they're contacted and they come from places like Cincinnati, Lexington, and our conductor is actually coming from Alabama.
Scott says that the K-Run Symphony Orchestra is a nonprofit organization, but quickly adds that it's not an inexpensive proposition to operate. He estimates that it will cost about $25,000 a year to keep it going.
Yeah, basically we'll have to raise that much money every year through a combination of ticket sales, donations from individuals and from businesses in the community. And if there's enough interest, it'll happen. If there's not enough interest, it won't.
The K-Run Symphony Orchestra's first performance is less than a month away, on December 7th. That date will also coincide with the group's first ever rehearsal. Scott says that the musicians will gather at about noon and practice until 4 and then put on their show at 8 o'clock that evening. Even though things will be a little rushed, Scott believes the orchestra's performance will come off without a hitch.
Musicians of this caliber are able to come in on the day of a performance and practice and rehearse for a period of time.
Since December 7th is also Pearl Harbor Day, Scott says the orchestra will take time out during its inaugural performance to honor American military veterans.
The music that we're having is principally holiday-type music, military. It's also Pearl Harbor Day, and so we're having the American Legion post in town present the colors before the first number, which will be the national anthem.
Once again, the K-Run Symphony Orchestra's inaugural show is Friday, December 7th at 8 p.m. at the Moorhead Conference Center, right after the hometown holiday celebration. Everyone is invited and encouraged to come. Reporting for MSPR, I'm Jordan Simonson.